Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Ouch. Yeah, you know, you think you're healing up. You think you're feeling a little bit better after my rib injury 2 weeks ago. And I just went to come into the studio and lowered my left shoulder and put it into that big heavy door over there. And I went, oh.
Years of doing that. Because your hands are always full of stuff. So he just like leans into the door to get into the studio. But it's a suction door. It is hard to open.
It's heavy.
And man, when he hits it, it was like, oh, I could see you look on your face.
Took my breath away a little bit. That's okay, though. I'm feeling better. Thank you, Dan. You
got hop in your step. It looks good, man.
Miraculous. I can't believe 2 weeks out. I thought it would have been a month or two before I would even start to feel this much better, but I am doing well after the little hunting accident where I broke six ribs. It hurt to laugh last week. This week, at least, I can laugh without it taking my breath away. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Get me ready.
Yeah, it will get you ready for the holidays, too, as you're, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Running around, doing the party thing, going here and there. You're going to be I thought your whole holidays would be ruined by this. I really did. I thought it would be a 6-8 week issue. And to see you walking the way you are and getting back on your feet, and even the shortness of breath that you were experiencing last week is gone.
I was a little concerned because, of course, we're giving away some Guns N' Roses tickets this hour. Not right now, but coming up in a few minutes. And we're going to be involved. The radio station is part of this now. I'm going to be involved on next Wednesday night down at Enterprise Center in some capacity, not yet fully explained to me. But
but they told you needed a tux.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of talking. And there was a time 2 weeks ago when I thought, I might have to cancel on them because I don't know if I'm going to be up for that or not. But I'm feeling, if I feel that much better a week from now, I'll be just fine.
Oh, you got eight more days, 9 days.
At least
before
I didn't
that.
Sign up for any boxing matches.
No, that you could not do. One blow, you'd be done.
Oh, I'd be done if they knew about my weakness.
Uh-huh.
They just
go for the
like
body
Rocky
blow.
Balboa. They just give me a body blow right to the left side there. That would take me out for sure.
One to the carriage, you'd be done. Yeah,
baby. All right, coming up, we will get to one Thomas Ackerman, who will be in here. Of course, sports director down the hall at KMOX, but he's going to join us on the phone, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Mizzou's big win this weekend, and of course, what that means for the rest of their season and bowl bids and all that good stuff, which they still obviously have to look forward to. And any more speculation about Eli Drinkwitz leaving the program, I didn't hear anything this week.
No.
So whatever that is kind of cooled down, right?
And the announcers during the game did not make any reference to it. Normally, they'll throw those rumor mills out there if there's validity to them. So I was surprised at no point during the broadcast that they talked about him being sought. And I'm sure Penn State is not the only school looking at Eli Drinkwitz for that job.
Sports Illustrated report is the thing about it, is the one that reported it, which I thought just immediately gave it some legitimacy, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
But again, I'm sure he's on a lot of short lists right now.
Probably is.
Yeah.
I would guess that he probably is. All right. So we're going to do that. We're going to give away the Guns and Hoses tickets for you this hour. I promise you that. We got that coming up here shortly. But first, we're going to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Well, wait a minute on that, Ethan, because your host over here did not have the computer turned on for audio on this soundbite. So let's try this again.
Secretary, is he going to be sending these direct payments to Americans of $2,000 or more?
We will see. We need legislation for that. And again, President Trump is all about solutions, Maria. And
yes.
Everything is on the table.
Yeah, where's my check? Everybody wants to know, where's that check coming from? I want my $2,000. Well, there were going to be income limits on it to begin with. I don't know what those limits would have been. But Scott Bessent says, we can dream about that all day, but it would take legislation for us to start mailing out $2,000 tariff rebate checks. I got an idea. Keep mine.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have qualified or not, but keep mine and apply it toward the debt.
Thank you. Exactly.
How did the German people allow that to happen?
We don't need...
How did they allow it to happen? Here's how it happens. And I'm not saying that there is a Holocaust. And by the way, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Hitler, because Hitler had an ideology, okay? And he had a grand plan. Donald Trump is purely corrupt.
I don't know how you would quantify how many brain cells Hunter Biden killed over the years, but it's clearly had an impact on him. So desperate these days, can't sell a painting, can't get an appointment to some foreign board for $1 million a year. I mean, he is roughing it right now, and he's mad at one guy for that, and that would be Donald J. Trump.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan.
Lie.
All lies, 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 lies.
I tell you, it's lies.
Oh, man, I got a full minute of that from Barack Hussein Obama, the man who brought us this nightmare known as the Affordable Care Act. And it continues to do exactly what we told you it would do 15 years ago. I remember in 2010 railing against them. This is a horrible idea. The pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, they're all going to raise their prices up because the government's now subsidizing all of this. Why are we doing this? And they did it anyway.
And because they put nothing in charge of cost controls.
Now. None.
My goodness.
Well, people have gathered here tonight at Harmony Community Church here in Lawndale as they're trying to light the way to fairness with this bonfire and discussion tonight. Many homeowners across Chicago receiving a hefty property tax increase in the mail, and they're all wondering where that money is going.
How can you maintain your home if your taxes are constantly going up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I told Dan earlier, I can tell I'm feeling better because I got a belly laugh out of this story and it didn't hurt too bad. These are Chicago residents suddenly shocked that their taxes have gone up yet again. I'm sorry. Cry me a river.
And
who did you vote for?
Yeah.
The follow-up question should have been, how much did your taxes go up? $900. Who did you vote for?
Hello.
Brandon Johnson.
Yes.
Or J.B. Pritzker. Or Dick Durbin, whoever, the senators wouldn't have mattered, but the state politicians over there have done this to you, or Brandon Johnson in the city of Chicago. And now you're out there having your own little tea party, burning your paperwork you got from the tax assessor, Too late, pal.
Well, that
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for those listening, they didn't. The reporter did not do a good job on two fronts. One, he just said they're having a bonfire to discuss it. They were burning their bills that they received. That's number one. And number two, he says they are upset about increases. Not increases, enormous jumps, 25% to 30% increases to their property tax in 1 year. Imagine that. Right now, think about what your property tax is. Imagine you getting a bill 25% higher.
Oh, wow. That's
think
huge.
About that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's into a low to moderate income family, which is where this neighborhood, where this bonfire was being held. That's a game changer for them. They aren't going to be able to put a dollar into that unit.
Not
but see,
a,
and I think this is all part of the socialist movement. They're going to tax people out of their houses. And when the government takes it over because of your tax liability not being paid, not like the old days where they would sell that house on the courthouse steps to some new developer or a new homeowner
they'll
coming
keep
in.
It.
They're
going to
keep it. That's what Mondani has already said he's going to do, and that he's going to foreclose on people who don't take care of their property. He's going to tax those property owners in New York out of their properties, and then he's going to come in there and make that public housing. You watch. This is all part of that socialist takeover, and the way they'll do it, they will tax you out of your home. And these low-income, the houses behind these interviews were like one-story.
Like shotgun houses.
Shotgun.
Like, yeah, very much so. Like North
flats,
St. Louis.
Like flats,
Sandwich, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And two-bedroom, two-bath probably. And they're probably paying already three grand. And they're getting another thousands, in some cases, $1,000 assessed to their property tax.
Yeah, but don't worry, says the assessor. We did go to Springfield and tell them that you could make installment loan
you
payments.
You don't have to pay it all at once.
You don't have to pay it all at once.
No!
You could pay the extra $900 a little bit at a time over the next 12 months, and then we'll hit you with another $1,000 increase next year.
Yeah.
These people are insane. Maybe one or two of them will wake up when they hit rock bottom. Maybe.
Yep.
I don't know for sure about that. All right, coming up, I promised this earlier. I want to talk a little bit more about this hemp deal. I don't know. I was out at the world's biggest flea market at Six Flags probably 2 years ago, and there were tables with bags of what looked like pot on them. And I said to somebody, are they selling marijuana over there? He goes, no, it's this hemp product, and there's nothing we can do about it. Apparently, it's below a certain level of THC. Well, that new bill the president just signed to reopen the government bans most of that, and now the hemp industry is yelling about it. We're going to talk about that when we come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm back. Ah, yes, indeed. Went back and watched a Rocky movie over the weekend. Now, I can never pass one up. If there's one on, there's chances are I'm going to watch it. It's the one with Clubber Lang in it. Was it Rocky 3? Is that what that Clubber Lang?
I think so.
Yep. Yeah, Mr. T. This is for Guns N' Hoses, though. Great boxing matches. Apparently, they're bringing in somebody from Kansas City to fight one of our fighters here in Missouri, and that's going to be a sort of a border war kind of match.
Yeah, absolutely. I-70 battle.
Yeah, it's next Wednesday, by the way. And if you don't have your tickets yet, right now, you have a chance to win a pair. We're going to give away a pair every day this week. And I hope you can do it. It's provided by their friends over at Backstoppers, of course. And they're the ones that benefit from Guns N' Hoses. Last few years, they've gotten a check for $1 million. Isn't that awesome?
That is
every
awesome.
Year, and they take the money and they're doling it out to families of first responders who've died in the line of duty
or injured,
or and injured in some cases. Yeah. And they're going to have a beautiful end to watch ceremony that Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is going to do this year, and we can't wait to be down there and be part of it again. How about caller number 13? Caller number 13 to 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Caller number 13 is going to get a pair of tickets to Guns and Hoses coming up next Wednesday evening, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So good luck to you. We appreciate that. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, I saw this story pop up here, Dan. What years did you work at Channel 4?
Channel 4, I was there in 94, 95.
Okay. So that was when the O.J. Simpson verdict was, wasn't it?
It was.
94.
Yep. The chase. Yep.
I got sent to L.A. as the only, I got sent to L.A. to cover the verdict of the O.J. Simpson trial.
Wow.
And it just seems like a lifetime ago, right?
Yeah.
And we followed Sharon Rufo out there, who was the mother of Dan Goldman, who lives here in St. Louis, continues to live here in St. Louis. And I saw this headline today, and I'm like, wow, that takes me back. The O.J. Simpson estate has officially agreed to pay Fred Goldman millions of dollars 31 years after the murder of his son. Now, I don't know if Sharon Rufo, I assume Sharon Rufo would be a part of this as well. Maybe not. There's no guarantee how much money they're going to get. But the O.J. Simpson estate was not opposed to it. They've officially accepted a multi-million dollar claim.
Wow.
And as they
31 years
as,
later.
As they continue, you know, he died last year.
Yeah.
O.J. did. And as they're funding this as they continue to sell off like his mementos and his estate and all of that stuff.
Hmm.
So they're going to pay out as much as possible after they auction these items off.
Well, I guess it's good. I mean,
I don't know how he got out of paying anything all those years.
Well, he had several judgments against him, I know, but he always claimed he was broke and was selling his Super Bowl rings and his Heisman Trophy, and you know, he was always crying poor that he had no money. That's what I recall. But
Fred Goldman's attorney said O.J. died without penance. He did not want to give them a dime, not a nickel to Fred, never anything, never.
Hmm.
And previous lawsuits from the family had sought to obtain pensions that O.J. received from the NFL, but they went nowhere. And now they're looking at obtaining money from O.J. trusts as well, but they kept hitting a wall with that as well. So I don't know. I just thought it's weird because it just brings back a lot of memories.
I bet.
Remember Rocky Madden?
Yeah, of course.
Rocky and I were at Sharon Rufo's home when her phone interviewing her, because the trial had gone to a jury, and we were at her home interviewing her for a 10 o'clock news story that night. When her phone rang, she picks it up and she looks at us and said, "The verdict's in. They want me to get on an airplane and come to L.A."
Hmm.
So basically we called the newsroom. We followed her to the airport and booked a flight on the same flight, flew out there with her, got to go to Camp O.J. I still have my Camp O.J. Badge. They printed up a Camp O.J. badge for you when you got there so you could get access to the media area behind the courthouse in Orange County. And that's where all the satellite trucks were, and you could feed your story back and all that.
Media circus.
It was crazy.
One of the biggest media circuses of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, even the chase was like, I mean,
surreal.
Televised.
I remember watching it.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember.
The lowest speed chase of all time.
Yeah, that's very true. Wow. Small world. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Tom Ackerman, and we'll talk a little bit more about maybe the Blues and...
I want to get to that hemp thing, too.
Hemp story's coming up at 8:45. I promise you that. We'll talk to it. We'll talk about that. Still ahead. Stay tuned.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, and we've got Tom Ackerman on the phone with us this morning. Tom, how are you?
Oh, it's great. Guys, it's always a pleasure. It's a beautiful day. It's a nice fall day in St. Louis. Doesn't get much better than this.
Yep, yep. I guess the Chiefs are kind of licking their wounds this morning.
That stunk
last night.
Oh, are you a Chiefs fan there, Dan?
I am, big time. Yep, it was a heartbreaker.
Oh, man. I'm sorry about that. You got a road to go, man.
I don't think they're going to get there. I don't think they're going to get to the playoffs.
5-5. The Denver Broncos are 9-2. I think the Chiefs are a better team top to bottom than the Broncos are. But last night, the Broncos won their 8th straight NFL game. I heard people nationally and locally, actually, calling the Broncos frauds last week before this Chiefs game. I heard that word. I heard that word many times. And I was like, haven't they won 7 straight games against NFL teams? I don't know where that would determine that they're a fraud. As Joel Buschbaum, and some of your listeners would remember Joel, who hosted a show with me on Sundays for many years, sadly passed away in 2002. I miss him dearly. He used to say to me, "You do what you have to do to win the damn game." That's the NFL.
Yeah.
And you just win. There are no style points. And the Broncos kicked 5 field goals, and they won the game. They made the stops when they had to. Bo Nix made a great throw to Franklin to set up the game-winning field goal when he had to with a minute to go. Great win. So the Chiefs have work to do, but the Broncos deserve credit for what they've done. And the Chiefs at 5-5 not only are not going to win their division, but not only are probably not going to host a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium, but they're going to have a hard time getting into the playoffs. Now, their schedule softens up a little bit, so they've got a shot, but 5 wins is 5 wins. I mean, there's very, very little margin for error at this point.
Yeah. And that I tell you what, that Bronco defense flies around the field. I mean, they were causing fits for Mahomes and company.
Yeah, and Sean Payton, you know, it was Andy Reid who predicted this, that the Broncos were going to be the next challenger in the AFC West because of Sean Payton. He's a really good coach. He's been to the mountaintop before, and the Broncos look really good. There are a lot of good teams right now around the AFC, NFC, but, you know, the Patriots have surprised. The Bills aren't going away anytime soon. I think that, you know, in the NFC, the Lions got beat last night by a good Eagles team. Eagles have superior position right now, as well as the Rams and Seahawks out west. The Bears are now on top of the North. There's a lot of new blood out there in the NFL. I like it, actually.
Yeah, that's a pretty good record. I mean, 8-2 or 9-2 now, Denver?
Denver's 9-2. They won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
So they have a 2-game lead on the Chargers, who are all banged up. They got smoked yesterday by the Jaguars. And the Chiefs are 5-5, 3 games behind them.
Yeah,
so Denver's got a stranglehold right now on that AFC West.
I hate to see the Chiefs lose. I don't follow the NFL all that much, but I know what Denver's not. They're not 11-0. Do you know any teams that are 11-0, Tom?
No, nobody's undefeated in the
college
NFL,
football. But I'm talking about college.
I am aware of a college team.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't feel bad for the Chiefs at all. I mean, I have zero feeling towards it. The Chiefs have been great. They've been great for a long, long time. I mean, it's okay to have some new teams in there and have a little bit of a change. And by the way, it's okay to be challenged a little bit. We'll see what the Chiefs are made of. I mean, this is the first time I think they've been dealt with something like this. Now, as a college football fan, I have been beaten down for years and years and years, and I can't believe that my team is 11-0, but I should have known because last year they were 10-0, and they ended up getting beat in the last regular season game by Ohio State, and then they lost in the playoffs at Notre Dame, which nobody in America would have been able to win at Notre Dame in their first playoff game. Are you kidding me?
Right.
At home? this is a better Indiana team than last year. Now, I will say that Indiana at 11-0, first time in school history, is also extremely banged up. Their offensive line is a mess right now with injuries. Their number one wide receiver's hurt. They're dealing with a lot of injuries, but they beat Wisconsin 31-7. They just do what they do. They basically held them to nothing in the second half and walked away with the victory. Now they get a week off to heal up, thank goodness, And Purdue is following that, and then the Big Ten championship, assuming that will be Ohio State.
And Ohio State looked darn good, too. That's going to be a great showdown come three weeks from now.
Before we run out of time, let's talk about the Mizzou. They seem to take out a little bit of frustration there maybe on Mississippi State.
Maybe give Ahmad Hardy the ball. 25 carries, 300 yards.
Unbelievable.
He is a absolutely tremendous running back. He's the best running back in the SEC. And in America, you could probably say Jeremiah Love, the St. Louisan for Notre Dame, is right up there among the best. But Ahmad Hardy is awesome. And good for Eli Drinkwitz, because there's a lot of distraction right now, a lot of rumors floating, unsubstantiated, about him going to other schools. There's been nothing, I mean nothing, officially reported from any credible reporter that I know of about him going anywhere. So until that information gets out there, be careful what you click on. And he's the coach in Missouri for right now, and he's dealing with a lot of nonsense out there. So, you know, he gets it done. They're out of the playoff, I can tell you that. But they could finish very strong and have another really good year.
It's a good thing we're almost out of time, because we don't really want to talk about the
Blues.
The Blues are, like, horrific.
I'll say this about the Blues. You're going to start to hear some counter from some Blues people and supporters saying that, you know, they're just going through a tough time. They're dealing with a lot of pressure, maybe some bad luck here and there. They are a bad hockey team.
Yep.
Now, they can turn it around, but it's going to take a long time to do it. They're all you need to know, 18 minutes, 36 seconds in that Vegas game on Saturday without a shot on goal.
Jeez.
And during that period of time, Vegas had 15 shots on goal and scored 3 goals. That is inexcusable, and Justin Falk said it himself. The Blues defenseman said the exact word. He said, "I felt like we were on autopilot for part of that game." Autopilot?
Really?
I mean, we're talking about guys who get paid millions of dollars to entertain a very loyal fan base, which is plunking down a lot of money. Let's not move past that. The Blues are failing right now in front of their own fan base. This isn't on one person or one owner or one GM. This is mostly on the players. They need to pick it up.
Oh, man. Could not have said it better, man. That is exactly how we feel as Blues fans when we watch it. Just lethargic.
Appreciate you making some time for us this morning, my friend. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Tom Ackerman there. Sports director down at
Summed up exactly how I feel watching the Blues. I had to shut it off.
Did you really?
That 18-minute spell that he was talking about was some of the worst hockey I've ever seen. Not a single shot. Not even a close to getting a shot off. It was just bad pass after bad pass, interceptions, turnovers in the neutral zone. I mean, it was one bad play after another for 18 consecutive minutes. Horrible. It was horrible.
I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah.
Man, no kidding. All right, coming up, we are going to talk about that hemp story Dan and I talked about earlier. They have shut down this hemp industry. My law enforcement friends are applauding this morning, I can tell you that, because a lot of the chiefs had been pushing for this change, and they up and did it in Congress, and the president signed it. We'll talk about what it means when we come back. All right, welcome back here. You know, just a quick reminder about the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. That's alcohol, tobacco, firearms. Responder Rescue puts this on every year. We help them out. I help put together the bourbon basket with some Pappy Van Winkle in there this year and a couple of great bottles of Weller's
12.
There's a Weller 12. Hello. There's a Weller Antique 107. Blanton's. There might be two bottles of Blanton's, in fact. And all of my friends and supporters have donated to this, and I appreciate it. It's a great raffle, and there's a great deal right now. If you text Responder to 33100, go in there and buy some tickets, and then share it on social media that you bought tickets. Anybody who then uses your link to buy tickets, you're going to get 5 extra tickets, and they're going to get 5 extra tickets. So we're really trying to boost this up. All of the money goes directly to Responder Rescue. There's no middleman. It goes to the charity that helps out firefighters and paramedics and police officers and others who've been injured in the line of duty and need a little bit of extra help paying the bills. I mean, that's all it is. That's all they do. And it's
great mission.
It really is a great mission. And I love the fact that that we can do this every year so that we can help out and help promote it and all that good stuff. So I'm hoping that if you have it in your heart, please go check that out, and that would be fantastic. So, Dan, we talked about this hemp story.
Yeah, the THC products. Yeah. What was it? The federal law that was passed on November 12th as part of the government shutdown and the spending bill that reopened the government shutdown. They squeezed in this law that prohibits the sale of all these hemp products that contain more than 0.4 milligrams of THC, which is just about every single product. I mean, there are some that have 60 milligrams, not 0.4 milligrams, but 60 milligrams. That torch drink that you see in liquor stores and stuff,
yeah,
60 milligrams would like put me to sleep for a week. I mean, it's a lot of THC. And that is currently, and it will not go into effect until next November, but that's technically an unregulated market.
It is. And you know who would have enjoyed that back in the day?
Who's that?
This guy.
Cheech and Chong.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
He would have loved that,
Spicoli.
Here he is in the convenience store, remember?
Uh-huh.
Buying his munchies.
His munchies.
Because he was so stoned.
Right.
So but all joking aside, I know the hemp issue is separate from that in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it was like a loophole that the Farm Bill forgot to address. Like in 2018, when Trump passed the Farm Bill, that gave the regulations for marijuana sales. But there was this whole hemp industry that was kind of outside of the marijuana, and they never really addressed it. So this loophole's been there for the past 7 years, and this $28 billion industry grew up around that loophole. Now they're basically going to pull it all back, and obviously people in that industry who have spent millions and millions of dollars on research and products and moving this thing forward now suddenly can't sell their THC products a year from now.
Missouri,
it goes into effect next November.
Missouri Independent has a story on this, how the Missouri hemp businesses fear the new limits are going to destroy the industry. More than 40,000 Missouri food establishments and stores are estimated to be impacted by federal regulations on these hemp products. So John Grady and his wife Kara opened up their hemp emporium in Rosebud on July 4th, and they say about 60% of their customers are veterans who are treating chronic pain or PTSD with intoxicating hemp products.
Yeah,
and they're the ones, and this is the stuff that the police officers were afraid kids were able to walk in and buy this stuff right in convenience stores.
Yeah, and they were self-regulated, and most of the good THC manufacturers, you know, were being responsible and only selling them in liquor stores and requiring 21, maybe. But it wasn't a requirement. They were just doing that as trying to save the industry.
Maybe we get someone on to talk about this
this week.
Now that it's happened, who it's really going to impact. All right, Ethan, I think that does it for us, right?
That's right.
That's right. That what's wrong?
I hope so if I time this out right.
Yeah. That does it for us today. Remember, text responder to the 33100. Buy your tickets today to the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. Have yourselves a great Monday, Dan, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.